Welcome to another Shands Healthcast brought to you by Shands Healthcare. I'm your host, Garrett Hall, and today we're talking with Dr. Stephen Hochwald, a University of Florida expert in treating recurrent melanoma and sarcoma cancers using a procedure called isolated limb infusion. Joining Dr. Hochwald is Ann Ives, a Florida resident who recently benefited from this unique cancer therapy. Dr. Hochwald is a UF Associate Professor and Chief of Surgical Oncology. To schedule a new patient appointment with a surgical oncologist, please call our new patient appointment hotline toll-free at 888-SHANS-8. That's 888-742-6378. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. And now, Mrs. Ives and Dr. Hochwald.
I'm Ann Ives from Gainesville, Florida. I'd had 5 melanomas in one arm. 4 of them within an 18-month period.
Melanoma is a malignant tumor of the skin, and it is the most aggressive malignancy that occurs in the skin. There is an increased preponderance of melanoma in the southeast of the United States, and it's thought to be related to an increased exposure to the sun. Unfortunately, this cancer is an aggressive cancer and must be treated early and with the latest and modern treatment modalities that are available.
Dr. Hochwald suggested this new procedure called isolated limb infusion.
Isolated limb infusion has been done at the University of Florida for approximately 1.5 years. We were the first center in Florida to offer this kind of therapy. And it is an option for a subset of patients who have their melanoma confined to an extremity, and it allows us to give high doses of chemotherapy into an extremity to maximize the chance of making the melanoma go away and hopefully stay away.
Isolated limb infusion typically is performed when other treatment options are not available.
There was no other alternative. The melanomas kept coming back, so I agreed to this procedure.
Patients who are not candidates for other types of surgical treatments for cancer may be candidates for isolated limb infusion.
There is really no limitation based on the patient's age, and this therapy really is available for many patients regardless of other significant medical problems.
Dr. Hochwald describes this minimally invasive procedure.
The patient's arm or leg is isolated from the rest of the circulation from the body, and chemotherapy is given at a relatively high dose that the rest of the body could not withstand down the extremity. This is done through basically a catheter technique, and it's what we would call minimally invasive. The catheters are placed and positioned in the proper location in the extremity to allow the chemotherapy to be delivered. The chemotherapy is typically heated to give the maximal effect, and the delivery is given over approximately 1 to 2 hour period. Once the chemotherapy is finished, the chemotherapy is washed out of the extremity, and this minimizes any exposure of the rest of the body to the chemotherapy, and then the catheters which delivered the chemotherapy are removed.
For Ann Ives, making the decision to have this treatment was not easy.
They kept me in the hospital for 3 days. They were concerned that I might have swelling in the arm. They warned me that I might lose the ability to use my fingers, and I'm left-handed. After he even suggested this procedure, we debated quite a while before we agreed to go ahead and do it.
As with any surgical procedure, there are risks, but isolated limb infusion may greatly reduce the side effects associated with traditional cancer therapy.
The benefit of the isolated limb infusion technique is to not expose the patient to the other traditional side effects of chemotherapy, which could include fatigue, hair loss, other side effects such as weight loss, inability to eat, other significant toxicity, which would possibly require even hospitalization.
So how did isolated limb infusion impact Ann Ives?
I do feel it was very successful. Long term, I've had no reaction to the arm. I had none of the side effects that you think of with traditional chemotherapy. I did not lose my hair. I was not sick to my stomach. I recovered rather rapidly after 3 days in the hospital and probably a week to 10 days at home. I began getting back to my regular routine.
Aside from reducing negative side effects, isolated limb infusion also may have dramatic effects on the cancer tumors themselves.
And the benefit can be to the patient where it can increase the quality of life in case the tumor is causing problems such as pain, discomfort, or bleeding in that extremity. It could also decrease the size of the tumor and possibly allow other therapies to be performed, such as surgical removal. It also can allow for the tumor to shrink and hopefully melt away and hopefully stay away for a prolonged period of time.
Though surgeons are pleased with the outcomes for isolated limb infusion, not everyone will benefit from this therapy.
1/3 of the tumors that are exposed to this isolated limb infusion technique will go away completely and hopefully stay away for a period of time. About 1/3 of the tumors will shrink fairly dramatically but not go away completely. And about 1/3 of patients will have their tumors really not respond all that well to the technique. So we think that in about 2/3 of patients there is some significant benefit of this technique.
So what's ahead for Ann Ives?
I now feel that I'm a cancer survivor. I've been able to return to all my activities. I play golf and ride my bike and carry on with my grandsons and family and lead a very normal life now.
Doctors now are looking for ways to improve this therapy.
At the University of Florida, we are involved with research that is trying to refine and hopefully improve the treatment of melanoma. This includes in a study that we are doing in combination with Duke University, giving what's called a molecular targeted therapy, which is a therapy which targets some of the molecular alterations in melanoma and combining that with this isolated limb infusion technique, which will then deliver chemotherapy. And we are hoping that the combination of these therapies will actually improve the treatment responses.
The fight against melanoma begins with knowing the risk factors and the treatments available to you long before you may need isolated limb infusion.
The risk factors for melanoma include exposure to ultraviolet radiation, in particular UVA and UVB. Melanoma is what we would consider a surgical disease, and surgery really offers the best chance of cure. Fortunately, most melanomas are found early on and can be cured with surgical removal. However, if a melanoma is not caught early on, it can spread to the nearby lymph nodes or to other parts of the body. In the cases where it has spread to other parts of the body, including the lymph nodes, again, surgery can be helpful in these cases. Other treatment options, however, need to be considered when the melanoma has spread. This includes the use of other types of therapy, including interferon therapy or possibly chemotherapies.
Thank you for listening to Shan's HealthCast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's HealthCast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shan's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shans hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shans, the science of hope.